Good evening. Glad to have you along tonight. We're at the Chippewa Ice Arena for the Cards and the Menominee Mustangs. My name's Greg Stewart, along with former Cards defenseman Cooper Fosvick. Our producer tonight is Dan the Slayer Anderson, back in the WOGO Communication Center. And the number one Cards, number one in the state, top-ranked team in the state, hosting Menominee Chi-High at 18-3. 11-0 in conference, Menominee. The Stangs at 11-9 overall and 5-6 in the BRC. The Cards coming off an impressive 7-0 victory, their third shutout in a row on Tuesday night, a radio game over at Hobbs against Eau Claire North. And Menominee, a 5-7 loss at New Richmond on Tuesday. And here we go, down to the final stretch, Coop, before the playoffs. And Scott Parker worked his magic. The guy could sell ice cubes to Eskimos and got the number one seed when everybody thought we'd be number two in Section 1, and he's also the Section 1 Coach of the Year. What do you think?
Well, first of all, super deserving Coach of the Year.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy cares about his players and his program more than anybody. He's been doing it forever for a reason. He loves it. It's in his blood. And I was talking to him before the game here. He's like, I didn't really have to sell anything. And I'm like, how'd you pull that off, Coach? We lost the Spash. And he's just like, I don't know. Everybody voted for us.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you know, he's garnered a lot of respect in 37 years of coaching here.
Definitely.
People know he's a great coach. He's built a terrific program here. And so that probably works in his favor, too.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, the guy, his resume is unbelievable. So I'm sure, you know, people kind of gave him a nod on this one. And we are a great team. And I think that we're just as deserving as the one seed of the one seed as anybody.
And I think strength of schedule worked a lot into our favor.
One of
the top schedules in the state for Chi High.
Yeah, I mean it's a gauntlet. I mean, it seems like every week we play in a really tough opponent. So yeah, it definitely played a role. And you know, not that Spash doesn't play good teams, but I think their strength of schedule is definitely a little weaker.
Yeah, their conference is a little bit weaker, that Valley Conference, than the BRC. So Chippewa gets a bye. They can rest for the first games. And their first game is going to be here on February 15th against the winner of DC Everest and Eau Claire North. We could wind up playing North again here just after playing them on Tuesday night. So Stevens Point, number two seed. Hudson comes in number three. And, you know, Chippewa's got a home couple of games here if they continue to win. And then the sectional final is scheduled for Hudson.
Right, yeah. So it's super nice to get a couple more home games. So I'm sure the coaches and players are super excited about that. And, you know, any time you get to play on your home ice, it's definitely an advantage, especially in the playoffs.
Cards have won 11 straight. Menominee 4 straight before the 7-5 loss at home Tuesday against New Richmond Chi-High, number one in the BRC. Menominee right in the middle. And the Mustangs, of course, made it to state in D2 last year. Got past West Salem, beat Baldwin Woodville, knocked off Altoona 3-2, and then plays New Richmond, a BRC team at state, stumbled a bit down there 10-0, but first time for them to make the trip down to Madison since I think the Ed Rothke years back in the early 90s.
So. Wow. Well, good for them. I mean, you know, definitely a strong team, Division II. And, you know, I mean, when I played them, they were a super, super, super strong team. They had lots of really great players. So it's nice to see this program kind of making a comeback.
10-17 last year for Menominee. The year before, they won two games. And then the next year, they go to state. So quite a turnaround for that team.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think that is a testament to their coaching staff and that they're doing some really good things.
Last year, Chi-High swept Menominee, beat them 9-0 in the first, and then who could forget that second game, 2-1 in double overtime. I think Jack Bobby had the game winner in that one. Cards out, shot him 66-14, but they hung around right to the end. It went into double overtime before Bove got the game winner there. All right, time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Cards and Mustangs here tonight. Coop, what do you think?
I think the first thing is going to be special teams. You know, just gearing up for the playoffs, special teams can be such a huge piece. So I'm really looking for a strong power play and a strong kill. The second thing is not creating new bad habits. In games, you know, there's a potential that, you know, Chi-High gets up big like they did against North. They did a really nice job of sticking to their game plan, and they were still super organized. and I'm looking for that same energy tonight if they're able to get up like that. And then I can't remember these things.
Devices.
Right. I'm looking for some really strong play from the seniors.
Okay.
You know, playoffs are, you know, obviously right around the corner. We keep talking about it. But
yep.
When it comes down to this time of year, the play of your seniors and your leadership is such a big deal. And I'm really looking for them to take another step even and really put this team on their back and say, follow me.
Yeah, I mean, we're down to less than, 10 games or so left,
right.
Even if they win state
right.
this year.
Right.
So seniors right now, this is the last time a lot of these guys are going to play hockey.
And all their buddies.
Yeah, with all their buddies, for sure. So these guys are going to move on. But, you know, with all their friends that they've grown up playing hockey with, it's so important that they don't let up now.
Exactly. And, like, if you're Mason Johnson and I want to call him Carter Hoyt, but it's Jackson Hoyt.
Yeah, Jackson Hoyt.
You know, they have such an opportunity to take this team nowhere it's ever been.
Yep.
And I'm really looking for them to do that. I mean, they've done a great job so far this year. But I even think that they're good enough that there's another gear.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yep. We saw them wheel and deal Tuesday night at Hobbs, and they can do it. It just sometimes, you know, just... You can pepper the goaltender, and it just doesn't go in. That was sort of the situation on Tuesday where they were in control of the game. That freshman goaltender played great for North, and we just didn't have a lot of luck when it
right.
came to all those scoring chances.
Yeah, I mean, that was a lopsided victory, and it wasn't even as bad as it could have been, you know. But this first line is just so dangerous, and I'm really... Oh, they make me excited.
Yeah,
they really
me too.
Do. And
fun
I just
to
want to see them just really take over hockey games.
So the Cards with something to play for tonight, some momentum going into the postseason, and a banner up here for the BRC. Still got some BRC games in front of us here with Menominee, New Richmond on Tuesday, Memorial. Thursday before the regular season ends here. So we will continue. This is Cardinal Countdown ahead of tonight's BRC battle between the Chi-Hi Cards and the Menominee Mustangs. Greg and Coop here with you tonight from the Chippewa Ice Arena. We will continue. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO. We will be back.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Chi-Hi Menominee BRC hockey action tonight here on WOGO and WOGO.com. Let's go downstairs. Cooper Fosvick is with Cards assistant coach Austin Taylor.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're here with Coach Austin Taylor. Coach, another Big Rivers game tonight. Obviously, undefeated in the Big Rivers. How important is it to get another Big Rivers win?
Yeah, it's big. And every night we play in this conference, it's tough. And we talked about that before the Rice Lake game. Every team comes to play Chippewa their hardest. And I expect to see that tonight. But, you know, we're just trying to take everything game by game and want to come out and play well and really kind of peak heading into the playoffs here. So it's important to start that tonight and get some momentum going.
The Mustangs, definitely. Greg and I were talking. kind of a comeback year for them last couple of years. What are you expecting from the Mustangs tonight?
Yeah, this team is much improved from where they've been the last couple of years. They got a really solid top line. And, you know, they played us tough over Menominee early in the year. It was a close game to start. We got a few lucky puck bounces that kind of went our way and kind of opened things up for us a little bit. But if you don't have those, that could be one of those scary games. So, like I said, they got a strong top line. They got a good little goalie, and they're a competitive team that, you know, they'll win puck battles. They'll do the right things, and they're coached pretty well too. So I'm expecting a good game out of them tonight.
What is it going to take to beat the Mustangs tonight?
We just got to keep improving on special teams, I think. And last game against North, we had talked before the game about not playing in there on the perimeter and getting to the dirty areas. We did that pretty well last time we played them. So, you know, getting to the front of the net, and our PK's got to be good. And we need to see some more improvement on our power play. And those game reps are huge. So just good special teams and getting to those greasy areas in front.
Austin, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Coop.
All right, guys, thank you very much. Yeah, Chi-Hot beat Menominee 6-3 a month ago. Jackson playing with Patrick. And Colton Zitkowski had a couple of goals for the Mustangs. Cards out, shot the Stangs 49-12 over at Finetti, but won that one a little closer maybe than the 6-3 count. So this is a very competitive team, and Chi-High has to keep the motor running here tonight to keep that winning streak going and stay number one in the state. Here's a goalie matchup for tonight. Jack Drouts is senior. He was all BRC last year. Comes in with a 9-9 record for the Mustangs. Goals against average 390. Save percentage 880. And for the Cards, it's the veteran Mick Marlowe at 17-2 record. 137 goals against and a save percentage of 930. And he just keeps getting better and better and better every game. All right, we're just a few minutes away from dropping the puck here tonight for high school action on WOGO. We'll take another break. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
The tiebreak Cards against the Menominee Mustangs here tonight. Mustangs, a D2 team. So this is going to be the last time we would face them this year. So Chi-High looking for the sweep here, Coop, tonight.
Yeah, definitely. just like Austin said, like to sweep the Big Rivers completely.
Right.
We've definitely never done that.
Yeah. So. And for Menominee, when they shipped out to the Division II playoffs, then things kind of open up for them. I mean, there's some good Division II teams. And sort of what happened last year when they made state. Surprise some teams, and it's a smaller field, and they wound up going to Madtown.
Yeah, and there's a chance that they'll do that again. You know, they're definitely a stronger team this year, and like Austin said, they are well coached. So, you know, those little things that the coaches can instill in them during the playoffs makes a really big difference.
Mm-hmm. All right, Matt Ellis is our head coach in his seventh season. Scott Parker, the veteran, the national champion at UW-Eau Claire. former White Bear Lake Mariner player, is in his 37th campaign as head coach of the Cards. Chippewa beat Menominee in the JV game earlier tonight, 4-3, kind of a shortened version as a big sheet of glass was careened on before the game. Somebody threw a puck at it, and it shattered behind the goaltender down here, the goal net. So they had to spend a little time repairing that, and so it ran into running time for the JV game here tonight. But Chi-High came out on top 4-3 in that one.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen glass break here since, you know, I shot the puck so hard. half the time.
Every time you shoot the puck, glass shatters all over the place.
Right. Yeah, shot it very hard.
Well, I know in a steel game just a couple of weeks ago, one of the players got tumbling around. His skate hit the glass, and it shattered here, too, since maybe 2 weeks ago or something like that. So you got to keep an extra sheet of glass, more than one, at the hockey rink, right?
Oh,
take some time, though, to install that. You got to pick up all the debris and that kind of thing. So anyway, we got through the JV game, and congrats to Cards coach Austin Redders on a victory here tonight. Menominee coming in here at 11-9 on the season, and they're on the ice right now wearing the maroon sweaters with the white and yellow trim. And the maroon breezers, Chi-High, their home white sweaters with the red and black trim. Our officiating crew tonight, Dave Bestel and Matt Coyle are the referees. Scott Thiesing is our linesman. Everybody's accounted for, and we're about ready for hockey. Tom Voidel up here, the voice of the Chi-High Cardinals, in just a moment will give us the starting lineups as both the teams are on the ice right now, and we are ready to go. So here is Tom, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena.
We're about ready for the introduction of the starting lines. First introducing the starting line for the Menominee Mustangs, in goal, number one, Jack Drowse. The defenseman, number nine, Ryan Zhu. And number 24, Brock Wilkins. The center, number 15, Colton Sutkowski. And the wings, number 7, Cody Doms. And number 21, Hayden Weir. And the rest of the Mustangs, along with their head coach, Matt Ellis, and assistant coaches Terry Watkins and Bob Weir. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before we introduce the starting line for the Chi-High Cardinals, we're going to introduce the Youth Hockey Player of the Night. And tonight's Youth Hockey Player of the Night is Graham Myers. Graham plays forward on the Chippewa Squirt E team and is a third grader at Southview Elementary. His favorite NHL team is the Minnesota Wild. Graham's parents are Matt and Tanya, and he's being escorted by number 27, Ethan Foyles. Ladies and gentlemen, Youth Hockey Player of the Night. And now introducing the starting line for the Cardinals, in goal, number 31, Mick Marlowe. The defenseman, number 18, Gus Thorpe. And number 22, Caden Svoboda. The center, number 7, Mason Johnson. And the wings, number 3, Drew Bovey. And number 8, Jackson Hoym. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Scott Parker, and assistant coaches Bob Thorpe and Austin Taylor.
All right, there you go. Starting lineups, and we're just a couple of minutes away from dropping the puck here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll be back.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Down low, tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Right wing, deep three. Oh.
Yep, two in a row.
Matty Geisler.
Try high with a chance, and a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed three shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got two shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Chi High Hockey tonight here on WOGO, AM 680, 103.1 FM, and worldwide at WOGO.com. My name's Greg Stewart. And Cooper Fosvick with me here in the booth. Dan the Slayer Anderson, our producer, back at the WOGO Communication Center. And it's going to be Mason Johnson against Zetkowski. Had a couple of goals against us in the first go-around. Their top scorer. And here we go. There's a drop of the puck. Chai Hai grabs it off the opening draw. Dumps it in the right-wing corner. This one's going to come in back of goaltender Jack Trout, the senior. And then careens into the right-wing corner. Just underway here in Chippewa. Cards trying to make it 12 straight. This one goes to Gus Thorpe, and he rifles a wrister right into the gullet of Drought, and he smothers that. No rebound on that one from the Mustangs goaltender.
A lot of shots last game for Gus Thorpe. I expect nothing less tonight. He's been shooting the puck a ton.
He's a terrific player, already number four defensively in scoring in Chi High history. Just a sophomore. There is a drop in the left wing circle. Cards try to manhandle it toward the cage, but Mustangs get a hold of it and clear out the center and into the Chi High D zone. Cards up on the near alley. This one into the Mustang zone. And again, Menominee is there to haul it in. They work it up the ice on the near wing across the blue stripe. They launched one toward the net. That was cut off by the Cards, Caden Swoboda. And here comes Chi High into the zone. That top line out there for him right now. And here is Hoym. Jackson with the puck, drags it behind him now, circles and guns it around the corner. And he's going to come off and start the line change. Andrew Johnson out for him. And the Mustangs have it peeled off the wall by the Mustangs' Colton Zetkowski on that first line. And dumped all the way down. Touched a Cardinal stick, so icing's going to be waved off. 15:39 left first period. No score here on WOGO. Chi High, top-ranked team, and number one in Section 1. And Scott Parker, the Section 1 Coach of the Year. Well-deserving of that award. Banked off the near wall. Here comes the Cards. It is Carter Bobey. Bobey feathers this one ahead, intended for Evan Foyles. That one didn't connect, and Menominee's got it right now with plenty of room to maneuver. Here they come on the near side. Mustangs have it. Here is Zhu, the defenseman. He is a sophomore. A couple of sophomores on that top D line of Zhu and Wilkins. And Chi High's got it. They work it out of their own zone into the Menominee end, and it's Evan Foyles trying to chase it down. Worked the body in the far side. There's a chance as it was peeled off the wall for Drew Bobey. First line starting to assemble on the ice here. And Drew had a point-blank shot at Drought. Now the first line out there. Cards looking to get an early score here. Like to put Menominee away early if they can. Here comes Chi High. Hoym tripped up as he came in. And Bowie with a chance. That one came off the blocker of Drought. We got a delayed call. Or no, it's an icing call. Pardon me, icing right here against Menominee. Cards got some shots right in the grill of Drought so far here.
But this isn't the first time we've seen Drought. I mean, last year I remember Drought was just unbelievable in the game that we played him. And we've got a big target on our back, so he's going to be bringing his A game tonight for
sure.
Seems
like we face a good goaltender every night, or a lot of nights anyway. Rice Lake goaltender, the freshman for North. We've seen a lot of good tenders out there. Here is Swoboda. Nice keep on the near side. Worked it off the near dasher. And Bobby comes to the cage and then drops for Hoym. His one-timer deflected up and into the netting behind goaltender Jack Drought. Well, Stelter Incorporated, it's a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Back to action. This one got past Gus Thorpe. He reached out with those long arms and that big stick and couldn't keep the zone. And Chi High has to hit the reset button. Here they are. Across the line comes Hoym. Got pushed as he came in, but still delivered the puck in the right wing corner. And a scramble for it down there in the Menominee zone, defensive zone. Here is Thorpe. Steps up. One timer on net. Drouse left the rebound. Oh! And it was Hoym who had an open net, swept it, but it just was wide. And ricochets off the wall behind the senior goaltender for the Mustangs. There's a scrum high in the zone, and this one cuts loose across the blue line, and the Cards have to get on sides here as they gun it in and start to change up some players here. Ethan Foyles out there. Fournette on this third line for Chi High, along with Carlson, and this one's going to come back to the Chi High defensive zone. We're 4 minutes into the game, no score. Shots 6-0. In favor of the hometown team. And this one high in the Cards into the ice here. Banked off the near fence. And let's see where it winds up. Kicking around inside the Chi High zone. 12:52 left to go here in the first period. This one spent a long time right along the rail on the near side. And finally bumped in behind Marlowe. And cuts around the corner. And here comes Fournette. One-on-one. With Fern, the defenseman for Menominee. There's a one-timer on net from Fournette. That one kind of tied up Drought, but nobody there to finish for Chi High. Menominee able to clear and work it into the Chi High zone here with 12:21 left to go in the first period. It's loose on the far corner now, picked up by the Cards and cleared out to neutral ice. But standing right there for the Mustangs was Wilkins, their defenseman. Carried a few feet ahead and then dumped it in the left wing corner of the Chi High zone. Cards on the breakout right here. Andy Johnson rifles that one off the wall on the far side and gives chase himself into the right wing corner. Cards out shooting the Mustangs 7-1 so far, and they've got it inside their offensive zone for Chi High. But here comes Menominee right now. There's a shot wide of the cage from Zitkowski on that top line. For head coach Matt Ellis, this one banked on the exit by Chi High and all the way back in the Menominee zone. Mustangs go D to D, played up on the near wing. That was cut off right at neutral by Thorpe. Threw one in, not very deep, and it's going to be returned by the Mustangs to the Chi High zone. Here comes Zitkowski on the pick and a one-timer on net. Big save right there by Marlowe. Kicked it in the right wing corner. And the Cards clean it up right here with 11:08 and counting left to go. No score here in the first period. Here is Drew. Drew works it ahead, trying to hit the tape of Hoym. Jackson comes in, had to drop it off his glove onto the stick and get some help from Johnson, who turned and ripped the shot wide of the cage. And that one ricochets hard out of the left elbow. And Menominee's got it right now. 10:42 left to go in the period. Cards with the hard forecheck to keep it pinned in deep, and they've got the puck on the left side. A one-timer. That one wide of the cage. It's going to float in the right wing corner and cleared to the center circle by Menominee, and they'll make the change themselves on that forward line for the Mustangs. Cards have it right now along the goal line. And a centering pass right there for Hoym. Went through his wickets. Didn't get a shot on net on that one. Here is Bovey. Bovey turns, races into the zone, hit the side of the cage. That one ricochets into the right wing corner as this line just about at the end of their shift. There goes Bovee, ready to sit for a few minutes with 9:58. No penalties so far in a clean game here. And Carlson's got it for Chi High. Backpedals in his own zone. Now he's going to race up, puts the afterburners on, crosses the center red line, now into the zone. Here is Carlson, a one-timer, trying to go five-hole. It was shut down by Drought very quickly, and no rebound left by the Menominee goaltender.
Greg, you can take a breath now. Oof. I'll talk for a couple
okay.
seconds here.
All right, you got the next period here.
Carlson has come on so well these last few games. I mean, he's just playing outstanding. So much confidence.
Yeah, and he's got the faceoff right here, pushed it into the corner of the Menominee D-zone. This one comes back to Swoboda. Hits the tape of Gus Thorpe. Gus with a hard shot. That took down Ethan Foyles. Foyles went down in a little bit of a heat, but he's okay. He's going to pop right back up and work it into the zone, try to chase it down himself. Menominee on the breakout right here, disrupted by the Cards, but they did get it across the line. And here comes Gus Thorpe, not afraid to go coast to coast, cut down the slot, then had it swept off his lumber. And Menominee's got it right here. The Cards with the INT, and here comes Hoym. Hoym ducks underneath the D, leaves it out in front for Mason Johnson, and it's 1-0 Chi High. Johnson below the hash marks, shelved Drought. And the Cards up 1-0 here midway through this first period.
It was only a matter of time for that line. They've been knocking at the doorstep all night, but that's the type of play that I've been looking for. You know, just that. Just
thing of beauty, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. They just pass the puck so well to each other. I mean, how many times have we said, you know, Hoym and Johnson this
year?
Yeah,
I know. Lots of times. Over 110 times, I think, or pretty close to 110 times. For number seven, that's the 17th goal of the year, 36th point. And I love the sport of hockey where they give an equal point to the guy who set it up, and that was Jackson Hoym. His 42nd point, top point getter for Chi High. Hoym, 42. Mason Johnson, 17 goals, 36 points for him. And boy, these guys know how to bring it home, how to light the lamp.
It's going to be a tough pick for Radioactive Player of the Year this year.
I know. I'm going to leave that to you.
Have to flip
a coin or something.
No.
We got so many great players. That dynamic first line. Here's Chi High. First line still out there. Drop of the puck. We're back to action. 8:27 left to go. Chi High up 1-0. Looking for their 12th straight victory. Leads in the shot department tonight 10-2. One zip on the scoreboard. And this one dug off the dasher on the far side, peeled off the wall, and here come the Cards. Mason Johnson, now Jackson Hoym picks up the loose change, fires one wide of the cage, comes back to the near side, and Thorpe is there to keep the zone. Now loose along the goal line, and Chi High can't keep it deep, and this one banked off the wall and back out to center ice. A long stretch pass there for Menominee intended for Rex Drought, the goaltender's brother. He put on the Jets but couldn't reach it. 7:47 left to go, and we got an icing call against Menominee. Well, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. There's a shot on net from the Cards. This one ricochets off Drought and up and out of play. 7:43 left on the game clock here in the first period. Cards with three regular season games left before the second season begins here. Here is Carlson to take the draw. Left wing circle, and boy, he really launched that one back for Krista. So no icing here as Krista couldn't catch that one. 7:32 left to go. The Cards working out of their own zone. Here is Carlson, held up as he got to the blue line. And in transition is Kopacheski for Menominee. This one along the far wall and kept in at the point by the Mustangs, and then kicks high in the air, and Chi High will work it up for Ethan Foyles. Foyles into the zone. Cards in the midst of a change. Evan out there as well, his brother. Evan's got it right now. dangles ahead across the blue stripe, but an offsides call here. And that'll stop play with 6:59 left to go in the first period.
Yeah, it's always tough when you're in by the blue line there. He was in a position where he pretty much had to make a move. Foils there, and Johnson wasn't able to get back onside in time.
So the drop of the dot outside the Mustang zone. Cards get it back, and Swobes will hammer this one off the near wall and in behind Trout, the goaltender. Mustangs wrap it, cycle it around, and get it up and out. And here they come into the Chi-High zone. Nice job right there by Thorpe to hold up the Mustangs as they came in. Just get right in front of them. And here comes Chi-High across the blue stripe and into the attacking zone. It's going to be Evan Foyles. Foyles works the cycle down low. Now it's loose, and the net came off its moorings here. It almost looked like Evan was going to throw it in on the glove, and he thought he might have had a goal, but the net came off, so they whistled it very quickly with 6:25 left to go, and that'll stop play right here.
I'm pretty sure he dropped it right in the back.
Yeah.
I think he caught it, and he's like, oh, worth a try.
Yeah, why not? Is there any video coverage of this? Let's go upstairs,
gosh,
or let's go to New York or something, huh?
Some of the things that you see when you watch like this much hockey.
Get creative,
like,
you know. You never know. 6:25 left to go here in the first period. Shots 11-2 in favor of Chi-High. And the face-off for Mason Johnson against Slynn for the Mustangs at second-line center. This will be to the glove side of Drought. And here we go. Midway, about two-thirds of the way through the first period. Tap back for Hoym. Races rink wide to get it. Hoym tracks it down on the wall on the far side and pitches it ahead for Drew Bovey. Dances along the blue line. Hands off to Swobes. They go rink wide. This one comes back. Tapped ahead by Thorpe. Where is it? Bouncing all over the place. Nice keep right there by Drew Bovey. And he just feathers a pass ahead down the slot for Hoym. Tried a backhander on Drought, but he was right there to stop it. Nice creative play, though.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, the fact that they were able to keep that puck in the zone is really impressive and a great scoring chance.
Yep, 6:02 left to go first period. We'll do it again, the same face-off spot. And the Cards have it. Here's Hoym. Bodied a little bit as he came to the slot and then gave the puck up for Drew Bovey. Now back to Thorpe. Break wide for Swoboda. Ripped a shot of Rister. It went, sailed high on him. That's one thing Scott Parker talked to me about before the game began. He wants his D to keep that puck on the ice.
Oh, yeah, I've sat before because of that. And it's it's a constant battle, but they'll get it figured out.
Here we go. First period, 1-0 Chi-High, and a quick shot through traffic. Here's a rebound try by Bovey. Did it go in? It might have ricocheted off quickly off the back of the goal, and I think it did. I think Drew Bovey is going to get a goal right here.
Yeah, it looked like it bounced off the Mustangs defenseman, and looked like he was shaken up a little bit, and the puck just laid there for Drew Bovey, and he pounded home.
Yeah, so Drew is going to get this one. The 11:13 time of the goal in the first. Bovey from who else but Mason Johnson and Jackson Hoym. 11:13 of period number one. And Drew had a goal against Eau Claire. In fact, a couple of goals against Eau Claire North. And now picks up another one. He's got 14 on the season, 34 points on the year. Chi-High up by a deuce. Menominee carries it out of their own zone. And on the near side, it's Rex Drought. Drops one into the left wing corner and the Chi-High into the ice. There's a centering pass. Ticked off a Card stick. Big whine by the Mustangs defenseman, and Chi-High with an odd man rush coming the other direction. Here they are. A pass down for Foyles as he cut to the right side of the cage. And he was bodied a little bit as he came in, so that threw him off kilter. And Mustangs able to work it into the Chi-High zone. Chipped up on the dasher on the far side and loose out at neutral ice with 4:47 left to go. Scramble for it a few feet off the Menominee blue line. Mustangs have it right now. They try to go on the near wing on the tee. Oh, there's a shot of the intercept by Brett Carlson. That drew iron right there.
Yeah, it was Matt Frenette on that shot that rang the iron.
Okay,
so close.
It was Frenette. Here's Carlson and Frenette out here on the line. It was Matt Frenette, number 16, not number 15, who drew some steel right there. 4:19 left to go. And here is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe turns, works a forehand pass ahead for Ethan Foyles. Got to the blue line and then had it shook loose. And the Cards have to reset right here as they dump it in the right wing corner. We go under 4 minutes to play first period. Chi High up 2-0. And here is Menominee on the breakout on the left wing side. And it is Gus Thorpe who grabs it for Chi High. Drew Bowie. Bowie hands off to Brett Carlson. And they went give and go right there. And Bowie nearly had a goal as he redirected it out in front. But Drowsk with a last second save right there. Comes to Swoboda at the blue line. Keeps the puck in play, and here's a one-timer by Drew inside the right wing circle that got just the tip of the toe of the skate of Drought into the right wing corner. Now back inside the blue line is Thorpe, works off to his left, and a quick shot on net from the left side right there for the Cards. And Chi High unable to score on that one as Swoboda had a chance in the left circle as he skirted over on the left side. Drought made the save with 3:13 left to go here in the first. Well, our coverage tonight is brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire and Lake Halley anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. Here are the Mustangs into the zone. Cards had more numbers back than they had going in. That was Marincel, who carried it in pretty much by himself. And Chi High now with the intercept. And here comes Drew. Oh, an offside call
barely.
Right there. Jackson Hoym just in a little bit early. Not by much. And that'll stop play right here.
Yeah, that was a good eye by the linesman there. I could see it. I was just like, oh, I hope he misses this.
Slow up, right? 2:51 left to go in the first period. Cards up 2-0 on goals by Mason Johnson and Drew Bovey. Top line with all the points so far here tonight. Menominee goes D to D. Lugged off the wall on the near side. And hauled in by Chi High. And the hard around right here into the left wing corner. Andy Johnson's got it. Looking to center up for Evan Foyles, who's out right in front of Drought, the goaltender. And this one is cycled back for the defenseman. Andy Johnson came in, feathered, misfired on the shot, and here is Menominee on the breakout right here. It is Zoo, the defenseman, works it ahead on the near side for Zitkowski. Top scorer for Menominee, threw one into the right wing corner, and they try to chase it down. Cards get some numbers back, and that end of the ice with 2:03 left to go, and Chi High able to clear high the zone and now across the blue line and out to neutral ice. Here is Hoyne. Works it back, trying to open up some space here. And Chi High in the midst of a change. They got the first line back out there. They're all on the ice. And here's Drew Bovey. Bovey backpedals, gives it up for Gus Thorpe. Drop pass right there for his teammate Swoboda. And this one off Thorpe into the left wing corner. Redirected that in the left wing corner. The Cards try the forecheck right here. Here is Hoym wheeling and dealing. High slot. And a shot with sailing over the crossbar. Chi High into the right wing corner with 1:18 left to go. And counting here the first. Got to come back on the far side right along the yellow stripe for Thorpe. Chips ahead for Drew Bowie. Back to Thorpe. Plenty of time. Thorpe is going to pass up on the shot. Give it for Swoboda.
Another one.
And there's another goal for Chi High. Swob's got the assist. It got redirected on the left side, and Chi High is up 3-0.
It was Hoym. So now all three of the top line have scored a goal tonight.
Oh, my. 8:18 and 22. And 3-0 Chi High with 15:57 time of that goal for the Cards. So big night already. for Jackson Hoyt. He's got 3 points. Thorpe and Swoboda with the assist right there. There's a save by Marlowe, steered into the left wing corner as we tick it down under a minute to go in the period. So Chi High already up by 3 goals here in the first. Trying to maybe hand Marlowe his fourth straight shutout. Here are the Cards. It's Foyles into the zone. Pounded one into Drought as he came in. It's right along the blue line. Nice keep right there by Foyles. Evans got it. Carries it in the right wing corner. Back here on the near side for Sam Hebert. Feathers one into the right wing corner. Now it's chucked over in the left wing side. Cards had a centering pass that was cut off by the Mustangs, number 20, Swanenpool. And this one is cleared back to the Chi High zone. Now here comes Foyles. Foyles walking into the cage and back the goaltender into his own net. And it came dislodged with 2.1 seconds left to go here in the first.
Yeah, Foyles is so good at that, at driving the net. And you don't even realize he's doing it for some reason. It just seems like he's just kind of sneaky.
Subtle, huh?
Yeah, and he always finds a way to the net.
Face off right underneath our broadcast booth here. Right wing circle in the Menominee zone. And this has got to be a really quick shot if you're going to put one past Drought right here. 2.1 seconds left to go on the clock. Mason Johnson reaches back, goes to Hoym, and he did have enough time to pull the trigger, but the save made by Drought, and that will end the first period. So the Cards are not home yet as far as this evening's game is concerned, but they've got a healthy lead going into the locker room here.
Yeah, absolutely. 3-0, I think that that's a very respectable start, I would say. Goals from all three of our top line, Hoym, Johnson, and Bovey. So that's a great start. Now we just need the other lines to follow suit.
Yeah, and they're not playing bad here tonight.
No, absolutely. I think all three lines have actually had some really nice scoring chances. So it's probably only a matter of time before they kind of crack the code, but obviously want to see them scoring as well.
Yeah. All right, so shots are 20-4 in favor of Chi High. They lead this one 3-0. And playing like champions here tonight.
Absolutely.
Like they really want that BRC title and the momentum going into the postseason.
It reminds me a lot of the North game. They're playing the same game, and it's just laser focus, and I love it. And it's really, really fun to watch. It's they're a machine. They're a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, they've got it together for sure. But you got to play hockey and go out and play some focused hockey every night, and Chi High has been doing that, so hats off to these players and coaches here for sure.
Yeah.
All right, 3-0 the score, the Cards out in front, and we will continue with our coverage of Chi High hockey. It's 3-0 Cards. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Chi High up 3-0 after one period here in high school hockey. The top-ranked Cards, number one in Section 1. They will have the top seed, so they won't play till the 15th of February. We'll have the game for you here. It'll be either D.C. Everest or Eau Claire North here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. We'll be on the air for that game at 6:40 as we take the trail, hopefully, to Madison.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it starts there, though. I mean,
it does.
It's a new season. You kind of have to wipe everything off the table.
You do. Yeah, you do. So. You really cannot take anything for granted.
Exactly. So, but, yeah, man, I couldn't be more excited.
What do you think of how everything fell in Section 1?
I think that everything kind of fell where it was supposed to be. I think that the coaches putting so much faith in us as a one seed just kind of proves what I was already thinking, that, you know, we are really the powerhouse of the section right now. We're the team to beat. And I think we need to kind of keep that in mind when we're playing, that, you know, we are the team. You know, we need to go out there with that swagger like we're going to win. But I think that the Cardinals have as good of a chance as any to make the state tournament this year. I really do.
Stevens Point, the team that we thought might be number one, they're at the bottom of the section, the bottom bracket of the section, so we wouldn't see them until the final game, the sectional final.
Yep, and you know, that team did beat us this year. We had that game on the radio, and I just remember after the game thinking, we kind of let that one go a little bit.
Yeah, we did.
One player scored four goals for them, you know, so kind of take that into consideration. But you know, this team is a team that's poised to go to Madison. I think that that's their goal, and I mean, if they keep playing the same game that they've been playing recently, they'll be making the trip.
Yeah, even in the losses, the three losses, you felt like, yeah, it's a team we should have beat,
right.
We could have beaten. You never felt overwhelmed by any team that we lost to this year.
No, there's never been one time this year where I felt like we weren't the better team, you know, and we're just so deep, you know, that third line of ours, especially recently.
Yeah.
When you can get into a third line that can score,
right,
that's really tough to beat.
They're coming together, yeah.
And then you look at Mick Marlowe, and he's just a brick wall for us back there, you know. When things get a little rough, he's always bailed us out. So, I mean, I just love the way this team is balanced. And, you know, Coach Parker said it. He was, they like to play hockey. They love to play hockey, and it's obvious. So, fun team to watch, and I couldn't be more excited to see how they do.
Yeah, the Rink Rats. They have played well here this season. And number one in the state, 18-3, on their way to perhaps 19-3 with a victory tonight. But still two periods of hockey to go here. 3-0, Chi High leads Menominee after one period. Got basketball the rest of the way here this week. Tomorrow night, it's the McDonald Max on the road at Cadott, 6:55 pregame show with Caleb and Mark tomorrow night. And then Mark Halverson's got the call on Saturday night as the Chi High Boys Buckets team will host Eau Claire North at the Birdcage And our coverage begins with Cardinal Countdown at 6:55. And we're back here on Tuesday for our final regular season radio game against New Richmond. That should be an interesting game. Chi-High beat New Richmond earlier this year, but they're the defending D2 champions.
Yeah, New Richmond's a great program. I'm glad that they got added to the BRC because they're good, just another good competition team that they're going to be pretty decent every year. So, yeah, I'm excited for that game. Then after that, it's time to get serious and put on the foil. If you
bet. You betcha. All right, we'll take another break, and second period just ahead here on WOGO. So stay tuned. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi-High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Down low, tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Right wing, deep three. Oh.
Yep, two in a row. Matty Geisler.
Chi-High with a chance. Centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Chi-High up 3-0 here tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena over the Menominee Mustangs, trying to win their 12th straight and go to 19-3 on the season. Well, the word up here in the booth, looking at baseball here in the wintertime and all the trades being made. And the Brewers pulled the trigger on a big trade, I guess. Corbin Burns, who would have been a free agent after this year, is gone and traded to the Baltimore Orioles, I guess, for their top prospect and maybe some other players as well.
Yeah, that's it felt like baseball weather out there today.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Played baseball games in colder weather than what we had today, so... Yeah. Kind of funny that got brought up, but I think it might be my year for the Twins.
Okay.
No, definitely not.
I was going to say, you are a true optimist.
I'm also a Vikings fan, so.
Oh, man. Well, I won't hold that against you.
It's been tough.
Yeah. So the big Brewer trade there and rebuild for Milwaukee. They lose their manager, and now the new skipper's got to rebuild it. But that's what happens in small market baseball, huh? 20-14. That's the shot total so far. 3-0 Chi-High up on top. Mustangs out of the locker room, and here they come. And the officials are on the ice, and here comes Chi-High. And we're just seconds away from the drop of the puck here in the second. Cards trying to sweep the evening. JV team won 4-3 over Menominee. And the Cards up 3-0 here tonight. And that first line is going to be out there for Chi-High. Let's see if Matt Ellis throws his first unit out as well. I anticipate he will. Mick Marlowe at the north end of the barn here for this period. And Jack Drought, the senior goaltender for Menominee, scratching up the paint at the south side of the building. Right behind him earlier tonight, even before the JV game began, there was a little tossing of the puck around the ice, and it hit the glass behind the goal in that goal area and shattered that. So that abbreviated the JV game a bit. Had to go to running time in that one so we could get on deck here at our usual start time. All right, here we go. Referees are out there. It is Zitkowski against Mason Johnson for the Cards, and Johnson able to pull it back for Swobes. Launches one ahead for the Cards, Jackson Hoym, and goes into the right-wing corner. Here's Swobes at the point, can't hold it in, and has to back up, and the Cards reverse, get back on sides, back to their own zone. Menominee with a quick shot on that. That was going wide, but steered into the left-wing corner by Marlowe. And it's up on the wall on the yellow stripe in the Card zone. Tracked down by Gus Thorpe. Fanned on it. I think a little water out there disrupting things right now. But Thorpe reaches back. Hands it off for Mason Johnson. Johnson ducks underneath the D and hit it into the goaltender. And Drought thought that it went behind him. And the long stare of a goaltender like, oh, how could I let that one go in? But it just crinkled off his chest and off in the left-wing corner and then dumped up high into the air and hit the rafters, and that'll draw the whistle.
Yeah,
right
he made
here.
A save that he didn't even know he made.
Yeah. Well, goaltenders need that too, right? Little puck luck for them. 16:50, just into the second period. Cards sweep it toward the net. Couldn't get it past the goaltender, though, as Drought got a piece of the rubber right there. And it's back out of neutral ice. Here's Menominee into the zone. One-timer wide of the cage, and Chi-High shut that down in front of Mick Marlowe. And here they come in transition right now. Long lead pass there for Andy Johnson into the right-wing corner. Johnson working it hard in the elbow right now. Players chopping at it. Went high in the air. Cards thought about stepping up. That was Sam Abear, then backpedaled, and Menominee's got it just inside the zone. The INT for Chi-High, and here they come. Cards back up the alley on the far side, and a backhand try by Evan Foyles. He came through the paint, tried a backhander, and Drought just got a little piece of the puck right there. And this one steered into the left-wing corner. Shots 22-5 in favor of Chi-High, and Foyles has got it right here. Throws it back on the backhand towards Sam Hebert. Hebert sticks one in behind the goaltender, and now it comes back to the blue line. Hebert quickly bouncing this one into the left-wing corner and kicks her out inside the Menominee D-zone. Chi-High keeping the zone right here. Drew Bobey, first guy out in the first line as the change in progress right now. And here is Hoym, and here comes Mason Johnson quickly out of the gate. And Krista with a shot through traffic that kicked off a skate and redirected into the left-wing corner. Dug off the fence in the far side by Hoym, and Mason Johnson picks it up, walks to the cage, and then drops it down on the left side for Drew Bobey. Johnson's got it. Now works his way from left to right behind Drought, the goaltender, then pinned up against the dasher behind the goaltender and cleared out to neutral by Menominee. Gus Thorpe waits and waits and waits and finally steps across the blue line. Gives it up for Mason Johnson. Screaming down the slot. His shot ricocheted off a Menominee player. Now a shot by Gus Thorpe. And that one got redirected high and hit the glass behind Drought. And all the way back down comes the The shot by Menominee, and there is an icing call with 14:39 left to go in the second period.
Ooh, Drought better be thanking his lucky stars on that one.
Yeah, he's been peppered in this second period.
Yeah,
shots up to 22-5 now.
Just a barrage.
Cards outshot him 49-12 in the first game, a 6-3 victory over at Finetti in Menominee. 14:38 left to go, second period. Cards up by three goals here. That first line got all three goals. 7, 3, and 8. All three guys in the first line with goals. Here's Chai High on the attack again. Comes around the bend and is going to be kept at the point by Brett Carlson. The hard around right now by Menominee, but Chai High again keeping the zone. But Menominee's got some space right now, and here they come. Across the line comes Aiden Barr for the Mustangs and dumps one in by Marlowe, but the Cards are quickly there to grab the puck and move up the ice. Andy Johnson crosses the blue line. Johnson finds it in the corner and sweeps it in behind Drought. Big Andrew Johnson's got some size, about 6 to 8 inches over the guys who are trying to shove him around back there. Here is Carlson, the no-look shot as he was gliding along the blue line. That one kicked off a player and went into the left-wing corner, and the Cards regather out at neutral ice, 13:29 left to go. Dumped into the left-wing corner, comes around from left to right. Cards have it right now. Centering pass. Oh, a quick shot right there by the Cards. Right out in front was Evan Foyles. Right at the hash marks, took a whack at Drought. Came up empty on that one. Menominee's got it right now. Here they come on the near wing. Across the Cards line is Rex Drought, the forward. And Chai High in transition. Here they come. Evan Foyles near the end of his shift trying to go down the slot, beating a couple of players, and then got hung up. And we got a call on Menominee on the trip as Foyles was grabbed off a stick. And we'll have our first power play of the evening for Chai High.
Well, here we go. Special teams.
Yep.
Austin Taylor was preaching it, so.
Cards in the power play this year at 23.5%. Menominee on the kill at 83%. Cards got three shorthanded goals over at North on Tuesday and a power play goal. Let's see if they can get it on special teams right now. First line out there. Drew Bobey, the quarterback at the blue line here. Will retreat with Thorpe right there on the blue line. Here's Mason Johnson. Johnson, top of the wheel, the far side, gives it for Thorpe. Back to Johnson, to Hoym down to the goal line. Here is Thorpe in the high slot. Fake the shot, now goes on the near side for Drew. Drew's got it along the wall on the near side. Thorpe over to Mason Johnson inside the left wing circle. Cross ice for Drew, and a quick shot. Just kind of handcuffed him just a little bit had he been able to scoop it right toward the net. He might have gotten a goal, but the Cards still control. Here is Thorpe. Lost it, but has the time to pick it back up again. Gives it to Johnson. Back to Thorpe. Johnson top of the wheel on the near side, and this one's redirected and in. And a power play goal for Chai High here in the second. Set up, I think it was Hoym who was set up down there.
Yeah, that's just an awesome power play.
Or maybe it was Evan Foyles.
Yeah, Evan Foyles.
Evan Foyles, okay. Nine, 18, and 7. So Foyles, Thorpe, and Mason Johnson.
Yeah, that was textbook. I mean, just the way that they moved the puck on that power play pretty much could have guaranteed that they were going to score.
4:47, the time of the goal. And for Evan, who's really had a nice season, that is going to be his 13th goal, his 26th point of the season. And the Cards are up 4-0 on the power play goal right there as they come right back in and attack Drought. And it's off his stick and up and out of play.
Good stuff.
Well, that's what you want to work on right now, don't you, Coop?
Exactly.
Some of those special teams things. When you get deeper in the postseason, you're going to play good teams, and
right.
That is one area that could really pay off big time for you.
In a really close game, that can be a difference maker. That could be a win-or-lose type scenario.
All right, back to the blue line. Cards have it inside the attacking zone. There's a centering pass for Ethan Foyles, and he came in right on top of the goaltender, launched his shot. Drought with the save there at point blank range. Comes back to the far defenseman, Sam Hebert. Keeps it in. Cards doing a great job of keeping the zone here. Nope, not wearing their forwards out. 11:26 left to go. Centering pass right there. And this one is intercepted and gunned all the way down. But an icing call here against Menominee with 11:20 left to go in the second period. 4-0 Chi High. Here tonight, they pretty much control the game. Only six shots on net for Menominee so far.
Yeah, but when those a couple of those six shots have been pretty tough, and Mick Marlowe's been ready per usual.
The thing I appreciate about Mick is he doesn't fall asleep back there on a game where he doesn't face a lot of rubber. He is very focused. Here's Chi High trying to make it 5-0. Spinning away from the pressure is Thorpe with a wrist shot. Not sure if that made it to the goaltender or not. Might have tipped the player right out in front, but the Cards backpedal and keep it inside the zone. It's loose, hammered around the wall by Menominee, and they clear it all the way down. And this should be an icing call, and it is. 10:53 left to go in the second. Well, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers and heating service technicians and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more or apply online at wirzgala.com. 10:53 left here in the second on WOGO. Coverage of Cards Hockey. Basketball tomorrow night and Saturday night. Max tomorrow night, Max Boys. And Saturday night, Chi High Boys against Eau Claire North. Cards. Reverse back into their own zone. Here they come. Cards flying down the ice. It's Drew Bowlby. Lost it as he came down the slot, but still tapped it ahead for Hoym. Now Hoym gives it up for Mason Johnson. One-timer off the glove of Drought. And this one is feathered in from the right corner, and Drought puts the glove on that. That stops play here with 10:26 left to go in the second period.
Yeah, a lot more stoppages this
we were flying for a good share of that first period. Only one penalty in the game so far.
Yeah, it's been
super against Menominee.
Yeah, actually the last several games I feel like have been really, really just clean hockey games, which is good.
Face off in the Menominee zone. Glove side of Drought. Cards win it. Doing a good job of winning faceoffs here second half of the season. And this one dribbles into the Chi High zone. Backtracking to Thorpe. He'll start the Cards out. And a long pitch ahead for Hoym to Mason Johnson. Hoymstead right out front. And he beat the goaltender, dropped through the five hole, took a feed from behind the cage. And Wes Hoym was right there to clean it up. And it's 5-0. Mason Johnson should get a point on that as well. And Chi High up 5-0. Boy, 8-7-18. That combination has been working tonight, hasn't it?
I think that's the third assist for Gus, maybe.
Yeah.
And maybe even third assist for Mason, too.
Yeah. 6:55, time of the goal here in the second. Yeah, it's been first line, 8-7-3, and on occasion 18 has stepped in as well. It's had a nice night as well. Gus with three assists here tonight, and Chi High leads it 5-0. Cards in command here tonight. Now, next goal is let's go to running time and then preserve the shutout for Marlowe. Here's Chi High sweeping it wide of the cage with 9:33 left to go. This one bounces in the left wing corner, and Ethan Foyles with a chance as he came through the slot down at the hash marks. Just hammered it into the goaltender. It came loose, and now in behind the tender Drought. Scramble for it right there with 9:14 left to go on the half wall. Bat around the boards right here, and Menominee able to sweep it out to neutral ice. Card's going to change up some players right here with 9:03 left to go. Menominee doing the same. And the action get back to the Chi High zone. There's a hard shot on Marlowe. He fought it off. He could see it. Plenty of room to look at the shot that came in from Menominee's Peter Cimino. And knocked that one down as it came right on his numbers, right at the CF logo. 8:40 left to go. Menominee into the Chi High zone, and here are the Cards turning it back the other direction. Now in the Menominee zone, Chi High's got it along the half wall on the near side. Comes back to Thorpe, moves off to his right, and then dangles away from the Menominee forward out to meet him. 8:22 left to go, and Chi High's got it, turning and ripping a shot on the far side. Was Jackson Hoym. It went wide and ricochets all the way back out to neutral. Cards regather. Here they come up on the far side with 8:06 left to go. Chi High up 5-0. 3 goals in the first, 2 more here in the second. And it's going to come loose out of neutral ice, picked up there by Ben Doms. Make that Rex Drought of Menominee. And this one kicked out of play, or an offsides call here, offsides call against Menominee. 7:51 left to go here in the second. Cards up by 5.
Yeah, it would be nice to get to running time here.
Yeah, we'll take it. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, good to be with you. Greg and Coop here. And the Slayer Anderson back in the WOGO studios, our producer tonight. Cards tried to lob it ahead and finally come up with the puck inside the zone. Here is Mason Johnson dancing around, comes back for Thorpe. Gus lays one in off the end wall, and it pops right in front of the goaltender Drought, and he'll put the mitt on it to stop play right here. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High Hockey. 7:29 left to go in the center circle. Tracked down there by Gus Thorpe. He'll reverse into his own zones. Tries to spin away from the pesky Menominee forward. Shadows the puck and screens it. Now here comes Chi High. It is Hoym. Ducks underneath the check on the far corner. And it comes around from right to left now. Back out to neutral ice. The Menominee's got it. Here is Hayden Weir across the line. Weir with a shot. Marlowe with the save right there. And Chi High back the other direction. Hoym got up in it on the check. And this one floats into the right wing corner in the Cards defensive zone. And we got a penalty coming up here with 6:47 left to go.
I think it was just a high stick.
Oh, high stick.
Yep.
Okay.
For Hoym.
Played with a high stick.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that'll stop play nonetheless. 6:47 left to go here in the second. And the faceoff will come from the glove side of the Card senior goaltender, Mick Marlowe, north side of the building. And there's a drop. The hard around by the Cards, and this one got to the blue line. Menominee trying to keep it stuffed in there, but Andy Johnson's got it right here. One-timer on net, steered into the left side of on the half wall by Drought, the goaltender. Cards on the forecheck right here. Andrew Johnson left it at the hash marks, right circle for Carlson. Didn't get a lot on it, kind of scuffed on the shot there, and Drought grabs it out of the air.
Looks like he just whiffed on it just a little bit, but what a great play.
Yeah.
Right out in front, good pass. I bet he wished he could have that one back.
6:25 left to go in the period. Carlson with a quick shot, took the draw and carried it to the goaltender himself and left a BB on Drought.
That's a nice play right there.
Yeah, it sure is. Let's see what he does on this one. He's going to try to do the same thing, but Menominee was up for it, and it went into the right wing corner. The Mustangs tried to work it around the bend, and this one's going to come up and out. And Krista's got it for Chi High. Turns, lays one in the left wing corner in the Menominee zone, defensive zone, with 6:03 left to go. And a battle for it along the dasher. On the near side, we go under 6 to play here in the second. Shots 30-8 in favor of the Cards, and the score in favor of Chi High as well, 5-0. There's an icing call against Menominee.
Yeah, so it'd be nice to put it into running time before the end of the period here.
Exactly. This one clearly going to be taken home by the Cards.
Yeah, seeing a lot less of that first line now.
Well, good to get these other two lines rolling too.
Exactly.
They have we have one goal from Evan Foyles. Otherwise, it's the first line and Gus Thorpe here tonight. And here is Swobes. Turned it off to his right for Foyles. And Evans got it right now, then coughed it up. And Menominee with the rock here. They go D to D, throw it down the ice, and there's an icing call again against Menominee. 5:27 left to go, second period. Cards looking for their 12th straight victory this year.
That's unbelievable.
They're on a roll.
Yeah, don't mess with the streak.
No,
everybody knows
that's it. For sure. Let's carry it all the way to the end. Cards with a few hiccups here. One early on against Madison Edgewood before they knew how good they were. And then we had U School here on a Saturday where the Cards laid a serious egg. And then the loss to Stevens Point, a very good Stevens Point team. Here's a shot on net from Foyles. And nice job of just ripping a shot as he came through on the top of the circle. But it's grabbed out of the air by Drought, and that'll stop play right here. 5:09 left to go here in the second period. A clean game, only one penalty tonight. A power play goal for Chi High in the second period. That's been it for calls from the reffing crew. Menominee's got it. They'll lay it back for the D. Try to break out of their zone as we tick it under 5 minutes to play. And a 5-0 lead for Chi High. And the puck on the near fence out at neutral. And it'll glide back in the Card zone. Here is Thorpe to Swobes. To Mason Johnson with some gas. Johnson across the line. Here is Hoym on the drop. And Swobes got on the half wall, kicked it off the glass, and up and out of play here. 4:36 remaining, second period on Wogo. You got Swoboda and Gus Thorpe out there defensively. First line's going to stay out.
Trevor Boland climbing the glass to fix it.
I can see that, putting the stanchion back in or something there, huh?
Yep. Pulling some of his dad powers out there.
There you go. Man, oh man, good job. Some people just have to be at all the action, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Everybody can see him down there facing it. There he's got it. Nice job, Trevor.
Good job. Little repair job there. And we are ready to go back to action right here. The drop in the Menominee D zone. Chi High can't keep it in. And here come the Mustangs. Zetkowski off to his right. Gives it for Doms. Doms in the corner was surrounded. And Chi High exits their zone right now. Here they come, a 2-on-1. And it goes to Johnson from Jackson Hoym. They played catch. And that combo again strikes for Chi High.
That was gorgeous.
Boy, they just make it look so easy, don't they?
Yeah, it's just so buttery smooth.
It was an odd man rush. 8-7. Seven's going to get the goal, 8 the assist here in the second period. And we're heading to running time. 12:47, time of the goal. And number 7 and number 8 have had their nights, haven't they, tonight?
Oh, that's what I was talking about, you know, before the game. It's just like I just wanted to see them just dominate an entire hockey game, and they've done just that.
Fifth point of the night for Mason Johnson and for Jackson Hoym. That is his third point of the night, and they are just piling up the points here tonight. Against Menominee, 6-0 lead. Cards in running time right here, looking for more. Scooped out in front for Fernette. And Netter with a chance, trying to stuff the goaltender. And that time he put the wall up and didn't leave any room.
He's had his chances tonight.
Yep.
You know, he's actually set up a couple really nice chances as well. Fernette playing a lot better recently.
Yeah. 3:29 left to go here in the second. Cards up 6-0 on Menominee, and Netter's got it right here. Peels it off the dasher behind the goaltender. Then moves from left to right, comes back to Krista. Glides along the blue line, keeping the rock inside the attacking zone here. It's swept around the boards, and this one's going to come out. And Krista's right there to keep Menominee out momentarily. Here come the Mustangs, back in the zone again. A one-timer on net. And Marlowe with the save as it deflected up and out of play. 2:51 left here in the second. So we count it down. Chi High looks as if they're going to win their 19th of the season.
What is the wins record? I mean, would they be winning that? Because I thought it was four losses.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'll have to check that out. We'll have to look at the stats.
Because that could be another record for them.
I think your dad might have that information on his computer here. Backhand around the wall, and Chi High now working to break out on the far side. Get it across the line. Here's Carter Bovey. Bovey wheeling and dealing, and shot one through some legs and made it to the goaltender. That one flagged down by Drought. 2:04 and counting, running time here in the second. Cards up 6-0. Got three in the first, three more here in the second. And dominate here so far tonight. It is Ethan Foyles carried it behind Drought. Then handed off and back to Gus Thorpe looking for a redirect. Down low from Carter Bovey. And that one cleared back out to neutral by Menominee and right into the glove of Gus Thorpe and thrown out of play. That'll take some more time off the clock here. Up into the crowd. Pretty quiet. I mean, Cards fans loving it, but now it's just kind of let's bring it home here tonight.
Yep. Yeah, not the biggest turnout tonight, but that's okay.
Well, they're supporting their team for sure.
Exactly.
And that's great.
All the other fans are listening.
You bet. Here is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe rolls along the blue stripe, works it in low, and Cards working back to Swobes at the blue line. Banks it off the wall for Evan Foyles. Carter Bovey along the corner, the elbow on the near side. Ethan Foyles out front looking for a pass. Carter Bovey slides underneath the goaltender, tried to center one up. Now it comes to Foyles, and Evan with a shot right there. That one ricocheted off a player out in front. Evan Foyles drags the puck in behind the goaltender. That is dropped on the check. Still pops right back up again, trying to put the rock in front of the goaltender with 27 seconds left to go. And finally cleared by Menominee, and Swobes got a race back to get it. To pick up the puck in his own zone. Banked off the wall. Swoboda has got it. And now is rubbed on the fence on the far side. And the puck comes off his stick with 8 seconds left to go. And Drew Bovey's got it for Chi High as we tick it down to end the period. Long stretch pass right there. But time's going to run out in the period with running time. And that will do it for the second period. Another dominating performance by Chi High. And they lead it 3-0. I'm sorry, 6-0. 3-0 in this period. 3-0 in the first, so 6-0. Doing the math here, and Chi High in control.
Yeah, another great period. Once again, just kind of dominated the play. You can almost see it on the ice. Like, if you look down to the south end of the arena here, it's pretty chewed up, and you look down to the north end, and it's looks pretty nice still. So, yeah, just another day, another Chi High dominating performance.
Yeah, so going into the third period, you could have a team that just, we've won, let's just not play hard here, and you got to keep your team motivated.
Yeah, you definitely can't do that this time of year. If this were December, I'd, probably say, all right, time to put in the young guys. But, no, they have to keep the gas down. It's going to be one of those deals where I don't care if they win 20-0. I mean, they just need to keep going and going. So I look for them to be scoring in bunches again this period.
Yeah. 6-0 and a shutout still right there for Mick Marlowe. That would be his fourth in a row for the Cards goaltender. His numbers just keep falling and falling and falling. And he hasn't, been challenged that much, but he's had a few shots that he's had to stop, and he's kept his mind in the game.
Right. There's a reason a shutout is such an accomplishment, because, it's tough to stay focused that long in a game, and he is a master of that. So, another goal tonight. Let's get another shutout for Mick, because he deserves it.
Shots 35-9 for the Cards, and they lead it 6-0 here on WOGO. We'll take a break. We are between the first and second periods here on WOGO. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Here's what customers are saying about Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wärzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wärzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wärzgalla.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Chi High up 6-0 over Menominee here tonight after two periods of action. Three goals in the first, three more in the second, and the Cards have controlled this game pretty much from the opening faceoff and lead it 6-0. So we are in running time here in the end of the second period, and we'll head into that in the third. You'd ask the question, what's the most wins? And your dad, their statistician, outstanding statistician, looked on the computer here, and 19-3 was the 88-89 team that win the state, but they played fewer games back then. And in the 20 squad that went to state, they were 23-5 that season. So you got to take into consideration they're playing more games.
Right.
They used to play just a lot fewer games, about 20 games. 21 games years ago. Then it expanded, and now they're playing in the neighborhood of close to 30 games if they make it all the way to state to the championship game.
Yeah, it's a lot of games. Man, that's crazy.
Good. I mean,
right,
20 games is not enough for these players. They're high school kids.
Right.
They can stand more than that.
Right. So I'm good for, like, half a shift.
Although, but I will say, back in the day, things were a lot different physically for these players. I mean, the hits were heavier, it seemed to me, and they let them play a little more wide-open hockey years ago.
I would say, yeah. I you know, I've heard about, you know, old stories. Yeah. And I just can't believe old that school. Some of that stuff happened out there. And yeah. Even when I played, I feel like, you know, especially earlier on, like 2014, 2015, it was definitely a little bit rougher of a brand of hockey. But now these kids are so talented. I mean, this team especially.
You can't catch up to them, some of these guys,
right,
to put the check on them.
And they're so good with the puck. It's like they don't really need to do that stuff, right. Which is great.
Yeah.
You know, knock on wood, you know, been pretty lucky with injuries this year.
Yeah.
I think that definitely plays a part, that we just don't have to play that super physical game that we always had to.
Yep. So the Cards in command here, 6-0 over the Menominee Mustangs. Chi High, the number one team in the state. The poll has Spash number 2, Bayport number 3, and Eau Claire Memorial is 4. And there's a team that may pull off an upset in the postseason, Memorial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're talented.
Hopefully not us. They're in our bracket.
Right. Yeah. Hopefully not us.
Yep.
I feel very... everything would have to go perfect, you know, that type of thing for them to pull off an upset, I think, against us. But they're a very strong team in the state. You know, they're ranked. They're well coached. So, yeah, they're going to be definitely a team that, you know, we're going to have to beat them for sure. We're assuming, right?
Right. Yeah,
we would have to beat them to get to the sectional final.
They have a clear path to that sectional semi against us here at home. Hudson would be the other spoiler.
Definitely.
In the bottom bracket against Stevens Point.
Yeah, Hudson is probably the most physical team in our section. And sometimes in a playoff scenario, that can be a really, really big deal. And, you know, they could kind of, you know, rough and tumble their way into the sectional final game potentially. So I'm not sleeping on them. I think that they're a good team. Personally, I feel like we almost match up better against Memorial than we do Hudson, though.
Right. Yep.
You know.
Well, speaking of physical, you led me right in here. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being at your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. You can visit cbosm.com/wogo. It's cbosm.com/WOGO. All right, back in just a few minutes here on Wogo Radio, our coverage of Cards Hockey. After two periods, it's Chi High 6 and Menominee nothing. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Shy high all over the Mustangs here tonight with three goals in the first and three more in the second. Big night for Mason Johnson, 5 points. Number eight, his line mate Jackson Hoym with four, and the defenseman Gus Thorpe with 3 points here tonight. And boy, I tell you, just the points just keep mounting in the stat sheet for this first line.
Yeah, they're racking up quite the stats this game. So good for them.
They're gonna have a 50 plus, maybe a couple of guys over 50 this year.
Yeah, and that's unbelievable. But they're really, really talented players. So they're very deserving of scoring that many points, especially tonight.
Very
they're playing really hard tonight.
They sure are. So we'll see what the Cards do here coming out. We got running time and goaltender to protect his shutout yet here. And Chihai would like to just put this game away for sure here in the third and maybe add a goal or two or three onto the scoreboard. Well, as that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack, call White City Glass, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Maybe you need a new quality shower door. They have that. A new windshield. Call the glass leaders, White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Drought still staying in the game here for Matt Ellis. Going to hang in there. He's good goaltender. Just has really been peppered here tonight throughout the night.
Yeah, but he is so quick.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really a phenomenal goaltender. I think that's just so much pressure tonight that he's really not much he can do.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Especially with Hoym and Johnson and Bovey. I mean, all three of those guys are going to play hockey after high school.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's got a tough task in front of him.
All right. All those guys are out there right now, along with Slobes and Gus Thorpe. They're going to start out the second period, and Zinkowski throws this one into the Chihai zone, but the Cards are right there to gather it in. Here come the Cards on the near wall, banked into the Menominee D zone, and the pinch right there by Gus Thorpe, who's not afraid to step up. Thorpe with a one-timer, top of the circle on the left side, and this one deflects into the right-wing corner. A couple of players for each team right there. It's going to come back to Mason Johnson, goes rink wide. And a quick tap pass over to Swoboda, who jumped in from the right point. Here is Johnson, who's got control at the blue line. One-timer, and a rebound try right there by Drew. And that one fought off by the goaltender, Drought. Nice job for him, moving from left to right for both those shots. A couple more saves for the senior. And the Mustangs have it. Here is Slind, who moves into the left wing corner, turns, centered one up. Cards knock that one down. There's the block, and Gus Thorpe pushes it ahead for Mason Johnson. Last stretch here on this shift for this first line. Johnson to the right wing corner, and he's the last one left on the first. Well, two guys left out there, Hoym and Johnson, left on this first line. Here's Evan Foyles, and Hoym is going to skate off, and Johnson's off, so complete line change right here with 15:38 left to go in the second period. The hard around by the Mustangs. Sliding over is Krista. And here is Foyles with a shot. Kicked off Drought. and hit up into the netting behind him with 15:24 as we count it down in running time here in the third. We'll have the post-Glass Mirror post-game show for you at Holly Bobby Stats Report. Names You Know Stats update here at the end of the big show as well. And there's the face-off in the Mustang zone, and it's going to be carried out by Parker Marinsell. Crosses into the Chi-High into the ice, but the Cards are there to stand him up. And Chi-High's got it. Floats it ahead on the near side. Here is Krista. Krista crosses the blue stripe and then had it swept off his stick, but retreats, picks it up, and guns it around the corner. And it's going to come on the near wall. Stepping up was Hebert, but overskated the puck, and Menominee dumps it in the Chi-High zone. Marlowe leaves it for his D, and this one wound around the boards and tapped ahead by Chi-High, and Foyles has got it, trying to work it off to his right for Carter Bovey, but that didn't connect, and Menominee's got it in the Chi-High zone. Here is Simonino along the wall on the far side. Back to the point, winding and shooting his bar, and there's a save by Marlowe. A tough save by the Cards number 31 right there to keep the shutout still intact. 13:57 left to go here in the third period. Menominee's got it banked off the dasher in the far side. Bounced around inside the zone. On the near wing is Swobes, who tried to jump in, look for a pass from the corner. Now he's going to back off. And Thorpe has got it. Slides to the high slot. Tees one up. There's a shot. Save made. Thorpe moves off to his left and keeps the zone. And Andy Johnson trying to track it down the corner. Here's Fournette. This one wrapped around the wall and to the point on the near side. Thorpe is there. Keeps it inside. And this one's going to come around for Andrew Johnson, who just overskated or tapped it back, was going to let it go back to his D, and it's intercepted by Menominee, banked over the wall, and a one-timer on net. It came hard off the end wall and nearly stuffed by Menominee. But Marlowe stood up and just would not give any room for the Mustangs, but he's had a couple of tough saves here in this period.
Yeah, two of them in a row there. You can kind of feel the Mustangs kind of knocking at the doorstep, like, hey, guys, we're still here. So the Cardinals need to pick it up here and put this game away.
Yeah, 12:45 left to go, third period. Been in running time since about 4 minutes left to go, 5 minutes left to go in the second stanza. The hard around by the Cards, that's Sam Hebert. And this one's going to be tracked all the way back in the Mustang zone. Wilkins racing to get it for a Menominee, and it's cleared all the way down. This should be an icing call here, and there you go. Well, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. There's a drop. This one is pulled back for Chi-High, but a little too deep, and Krista has to retreat to pick it up. Hands it off to Drew Bovey, and here come the Cards up the ice on the near side. Here is Hebert, walks up to the blue line, lays one in, and it's going to be picked up by Hoym. One gets it back in the half wall for Krista, and this one's going to come around for Hebert on the near wing. Blind pass across, and Krista's got it, puts it on the backhand, tries that one. Rifle just wide of the net. Still inside the zone, though. The Cards doing a good job of the keep right here. Here's Drew. Drew moves in, passes off to his left.
Oh, what a
and
save.
Drought with a save. Oh, what a great save by the senior. But what a great score right there by Mason Johnson. Oh, the guy is just magic.
Yeah, that was Bovey.
Oh, was it Bovey?
Yep.
Okay, Bovey.
Drew Bovey. That was unbelievable.
Oh, that was a great goal from number three. Okay, Mason will get the assist. Bovey with the goal, and it's 7-0 Chi-High.
Yeah, just to the roof from point blank. I don't even think Drought thought he was going to shoot the puck.
5:48, time of the goal here in the third, and the Cards are up 7-0. They're trying to take it home now. Let's keep the shutout going for Mick Marlowe. Cards drag it back in their own zone, and here is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe ahead, onto the tape of Evan Foyles. Foyles moves in the left wing corner, and Evan's got a goal. There's the lamp lit up for number nine. And Chi High makes it 8-0. Nice job by Foyles. He's got two goals here tonight.
Another one for Gus Thorpe, too.
Another point for Gus. He is all over it tonight.
Yeah, what a drive there by Foyles, and that kid can shoot the puck flat out.
6:13, time of the third, so two goals almost back-to-back. 24 seconds apart here from Drew Bovee and Evan Foyles. And it is 8-0 Chi High. Shots 42-12 with 10 minutes and 27 seconds left to go. Cards keeping the foot on the gas pedal here in the third period. Along the yellow stripe in the Menominee zone, players chopping at it. That's Krista, and now Menominee will toss it ahead inside the zone. A one-on-one battle between Welch and Sam Hebert, and Hebert keeps him pushed to the outside, and this one's going to come back out to neutral ice. Here is Marincel, who came in and then had it stripped as he came to the right wing circle, and the Cards control it right here. 9:49 left to go in the period. It's into the left wing corner, and Krista's got it for Chi High. Backhands it ahead for Johnson, and that one kicked off a player, a one-timer wide of the cage by Menominee. Floats into the left wing corner. Now they try to carry it right to the hole, and the Cards are there to knock it away. And this one's going to be cleared all the way back to the Menominee zone. Here are the Mustangs. Zoo, the defenseman, comes up, throws one on net. There's a save by Marlowe. Thumped into the left wing corner. Another one from just inside the blue stripe by the Mustangs. And Marlowe's had to make his best saves of the night here in the third period.
Yeah, and he's been up to the task, as he usually is, so hats off to him.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics and Chi High hockey here tonight. Cards work it out of their own zone, and here comes number 8, Jackson Hoym, and number 7 right behind him, Mason Johnson. And the puck is cleared by the Mustangs with 8:34 left to go. And Thorpe puts the afterburners on to get it in his own zone. Here is Gus. Siphons one over on the near side. And it's going to be Drew Bovey's had a nice night too. Drew dives in and throws it between the legs of Drought. And he's got another goal, his second of this third period. And it's 9-0. There's number 18 again.
It's just like one
18,
after another.
Gus 18. Thorpe on the assist.
Yeah, just a dominant performance from Chi High tonight. Very proud of the way they're playing.
Yeah, me too. 8:53, time of the goal in the third, and it is 9-0, Chi High. It was never really in doubt. They scored goals to open up the first, midway through the first, and then just poured it on. Three in the first, three more in the second, and three more so far in the third. Here is Carter. And he took a quick shot right there. Drost turned that one into the left wing corner, and this one swept out through the center circle just inside the Chi High blue line. Here are the Cards throwing it on the left wing side, and this one bounces around out at center ice. It's picked up by Simonino. He came in a few feet and then upended on the check. And Evan Foyles in transition right here. Evan with his brother Ethan right in front of the cage. And Evan peels it off the wall right here. Comes back to Swobes. Quick shot on net, and the save made by Drought with 7:17 left to go as time continues to tick down here in the third. Well, the Cards going to win their 12th straight here.
Yeah, that's an incredible streak. So hopefully we just win out the rest of the season.
Yeah, that would be sweet the rest of the way, including the postseason.
Yes, sir.
Here is Menominee. It is Welch. Takes a feed and then gives it right back to Parker Marincel, who was heading to the hole. Cut through the circles, and that would just turn wide. And here is Brett Carlson. Carlson into the Menominee zone, tried to bank it off the fence on the far side. Got it to Krista. Grabs it with his glove. Puts it on the forehand. Drops it in the left wing elbow. Here is Sam Hebert stepping up on the half wall in the Menominee zone. Cleared back to the point. And the keep there for Krista. But now Menominee's got it. They'll carry it through center. And a shot on net on Marlowe. And why not hold on to it,
right,
Nick?
Right. And I like that play by him.
Yeah. 6:05 left to go here in this third period. Only one penalty in the game.
Yeah, that's good to see, though. You know, a lot of games have 4 or 5, 10.
Yeah,
we'll take it.
Clean game here, and Chi High scored the only power play goal of the night on the one penalty called. Here is Carter Bovey. Gives it up for Ethan Foyles onto his right. Back to Bovey on the give and go. Here is Foyles, a backhand try. Drought down, where is the puck? And finally he finds it and tucks it underneath his jersey and holds on to that with 5:27 left to go here in the third. All those icings and stoppages of play roll some time off the clock here.
Definitely.
There's the drop. And Dylan Bast is getting his first shift out here right now. He's on the ice, and here is Dylan. And Carter Johnson, too. Carter had a couple of goals and an assist in the JV game, so he got moved up to varsity. Good for Carter. And he's got the rock right now.
Austin Frenette out there as well.
Yep. It's terrific. So the fourth line gets some action here tonight. Here is Bast trying to track it down. Johnson gets to it, but then coughs it up, and Menominee's got it right here. Here is Weir across the line. Weir dangles, shoots, and it came hard off the glove of Marlowe. Popped high into the air, but behind him. And the Cards able to track it down in their own D zone. 4:27 left to go. Top of the circle on the near wing, and it's going to be fired down the ice by Chi High. No icing called right here. At Frenette, Matt Frenette out there right now, along with Carlson and Andy Johnson for Chi High. And here's Hebert, who almost gave it up. The handoff to Swantpole for Menominee, but he got tied up a little bit with a Chi High player, and there's an icing call against Chi High.
Hebert, sometimes, like in a game like this, I think he just gets a little worked up. He just needs to focus on making the easy play.
Right.
You know, and everybody's guilty of that at times, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Just even in, you know, icing calls right here, it's just going to take time off the clock. So
right.
Just go ahead and ice the puck here if you want. 3:35 left to go, third period. Menominee wins a draw in the Chi High zone. Blocked out in front. And this one jammed on the wall. And another block shot, this one by Krista. And he'll give it up for Frenette. Here is Andrew Johnson. Johnson got twisted around on the check from Menominee's bar. And this one on the half wall in the Menominee zone with 3:10 left to go. Johnson able to keep it. And now swept off to the left by the Indians, or by the Mustangs. And this one dumped into the Chi High zone. 2:58 left to go. Breakout for the Cards. Carlson running out of gas, can't get to it. And Menominee dumps it in the Card zone as we go under three to play here. A 9-0 count for Chi High. They lead in shots 47-16. Total domination tonight for the Cards. Top seeded team in Section 1 and the top ranked team in the state. This one hammered back out to neutral. Here comes Carter Bovey with some energy. Bovey lays it off for Swobes along the blue line. Now Bovey attacks. Here's a shot on net. The save made by Drought with 2:21 on the game clock here in the third.
Evan Foyles put that puck between his legs. He was trying to do the old between the legs trick there, but Drought saw that one. Oh, not even Drought anymore, actually.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, number one's taken out. And Rabenek is the backup goaltender, number 35. When did that happen?
I don't know.
Here's a shot on Rebenek and the save made by the big kid, number 35, the junior. He'll glove that with 1:52 left to go here in the period. First line done for the night. At fourth line out there right now for Chi High. Face off in the Mustang zone. And this one off in the left wing corner. Chi High giving some playing time, some shifts to these kids, and that is terrific. Comes back on the near side for Austin Fernette, who's patrolling the blue line, along with Swoboda, the senior. And both guys backpedal here. A shot on net. Save made by Marlowe. That's the 17th of the night. And this one is going to be jammed on the wall on the far side. Here comes Johnson. Carter Johnson turns, fires a shot on net. Out in front is based. And he tried to sweep it in on the backhand. And Rabinek made the save and cleared all the way down as we go under a minute to play here tonight in the third period. This one cleared out to center ice for Carter Johnson. And dumped right back in by Menominee. Shots 51-17 in favor of the Cards. And a good share of those 17 here, Coop, have come in the third period for Menominee.
Yeah, the Menominee has actually played a pretty strong third period.
Here is Carlson, who tried to dance his way into the Menominee zone. We take it under a half a minute to play now. Chi High will win their 12th straight, their 19th of the season. And the Cards have it right here. Just dump the puck. You've got running time, 18 seconds left to go. Andy Johnson steers one into the left wing corner. 12 seconds. We're at 10, 9. There's a pickoff. Johnson with a chance, and that one ricocheted off a Menominee stick. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1. And there you go, the ball game. Chi High, 9. And Menominee, nothing. Shots are 51-18 in favor of the Cards. And Chi High sweeps the evening after beating Menominee 4-3 in the JV game. So I like how they came out in the third period. They didn't coast. They came to play here tonight.
Not even a little bit. That third period was probably their best period of the night. They came out firing. They were in sync. There was no giving up at all. No letting off the gas. And this time of year, that's what you need. So super thrilled with the way the Cardinals played tonight. They stayed laser-focused the entire game. And another good win.
Yeah, for sure. We'll have a lot to talk about with Scott Parker. Have our post-class mirror post-game show. And Holly Bobie stats report, names you know stats report here tonight as well. So stick with us. This is Post-Class Mirror Post-Game Show brought to you by Post-Class Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service and affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. So the Cards win their 19th of the year. They go to a 12-0 in the BRC here tonight. And Menominee falls to 11-10 on the season and 6-6 in conference. And a couple more games left for Chi High. On Tuesday, they played New Richmond. That'll be a radio game, 6:40 pregame Tuesday. And then they're on the road at Eau Claire Memorial on Thursday. We will not have that. We're going to pick up the Regis McDonald girls basketball game, a big game for seeding for both teams. We'll have that for you on Thursday, but we'll be back to action in the postseason on the 15th for the top-seeded Chi High Cardinals in the second campaign, second season here. All right, we'll take a break. Come back in just a moment here for the Post-Class Mirror post-game show and recap the stats as well on WOGL. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area.
Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Down low, tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Right wing, deep three. Oh.
Yep, two in a row.
Matty Geisler.
Try high with a chance. And a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
That was Domination Nation here tonight. Chai Hai with three in the first, three more goals in the second, and three in the third. Staying very symmetrical here tonight, and overwhelms Menominee by 9-0 count. Shots were 51-18 in favor of the Cards. Our Post-Glass Mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post-Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks, motorhomes, whatever, Post-Glass Mirror fits them all, big and small. So Chi Hive not letting up. Even though they've already got the number one seed in the postseason, they got that wrapped up. They've got a great record, but I like how they're so focused here as they go down the stretch.
Yeah, it's amazing how locked in these young players can be. You know, I mean, you got to keep in mind these are just high school kids, yep, but they're playing so much more mature than that. And it's really, really fun to watch, and, you know, it just kind of makes you wish that, you know, I could do that.
Yeah,
you know, but... yeah, these guys are real, true hockey players, and they proved it again tonight.
Yeah, the first line is fabulous, but I like this, how I'm seeing the development of the second and third lines. Even the fourth line got out here for some shifts.
Right, I mean, but that second and third line has been really dangerous recently. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it'll be really nice to get LeMay back in the lineup.
Yep.
You know, because he was just really, really hitting his stride there, so... that'll be good when he's able to get back. And then, I mean, Andy Johnson's been great.
Yeah, I'll say.
Evan Foyles has been phenomenal.
You bet.
And actually, Ethan Foyles has been...
The Redheads.
The brothers, they play really well. So those are the guys that are going to make the difference, you know, in a really close game. Can we wear a team down? Can we, you know, beat them?
Yep,
you know, down the stretch with more than just our first line.
Yeah, they won't all be this easy.
No, definitely not. No, we're gonna run into some tough teams here pretty soon, and I think that our team's gonna be ready.
Okay, all right. Time for a Holly Bovee's Names No Stats recap. In just a few minutes, we'll catch up with Scott Parker on our post game show as well. So we'll send Coop downstairs here. Brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know, right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Well, the lid came off at 8:09 of the first here tonight. What a combination of that first line of Mason Johnson and Jackson Hoym and Drew Bovee. These guys piled up points throughout the night tonight, and this was the first one, 8:09 of the first. It was Mason Johnson from his line mate Jackson Hoym. Menominee on the breakout right here, disrupted by the Cards, but they did get it across the line, and here comes Gus Thorpe, not afraid to go coast to coast, cut down the slot, then had it swept off his lumber, and Menominee's got it right here. The Cards with the INT, and here comes Hoym. Hoym ducks underneath the D, leaves it out in front for Mason Johnson, and it's 1-0, Chi High. Johnson below the hash marks, shelved Drought, and the Cards up 1-0 here midway through this first period. That was magic all night, 7 and 8, and they got together in a bunch of goals. Then the Cards scored again. The other line mate, Drew Bobey, had a nice night as well. His first goal, 11-13 of the first from 8 and 7 from Hoym and Johnson. And then at 15-57, completed the scoring in the first. It was Hoym from Gus Thorpe. He had a big night. He had, let's see, 1, 2, 5. 5 assists, 5 points for Gus here tonight. And the first one came at 15:57 of the first period. And Swobes got an assist as well. Then another nice night as well for Evan Foyles. First of 2 goals. A power play goal at 4:47 of the second period. Assist going to Gus Thorpe and Mason Johnson on that one. And then we rolled in through the second with Hoym from Johnson and Thorpe at 6:55 to make it 5-0, then 6-0 on the goal from Mason again, and the assist to Poim that completed the scoring in the second. Then the Cards came back with 3 in the third at 5:48. We were in running time, about 4 minutes left to go in the second, and the first goal of the third came from Drew Bovey. Boy, just top shelf, the goaltender Drouse roofed him, and the assist went to Mason Johnson. Then Foyles again, Evan with the goal at 6:13 of the third. There was Gus Thorpe with an assist, and Thorpe handed off to Drew Bovey for the final goal in the third at 8:53 of the third, and that tallies 9 points. 9 goals for Chi High, and points aplenty here tonight for all kinds of players. So these guys building up. Jackson Hoym had already gone past 40 points, and he's on his way to 50. Mason Johnson not far behind him. Drew and Evan Foyles having a nice season. What a night for Gus Thorpe, the sophomore defenseman, the All-State defenseman, with 5 points here tonight. He is going to leave Chi High as one of the all-time great defensemen for the Cards, and the Cards sweep it up and win their 12th in a row, 19th of the season. Defeating Menominee 9-0. Cards are 19-3 and 12-0 in the conference. Our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap here tonight. And I think Coop is ready to go downstairs with Scott Parker. Coop, take it away.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're here with Coach Scott Parker. Coach, you know, obviously a convincing win tonight, but Menominee showed some real promise in a couple different areas tonight. Just some thoughts on that.
Well, yeah, I thought their goaltender played exceptionally well. He saw a lot of rubber. He's a good goalie. And, you know, they got a first line that can get after it. But, you know, our team's playing really well right now. And we're really humbled by that. Our coaching staff was very lucky to have these kids that play together and move the puck unselfishly, and that's what we're looking for. So that's what we talk about a lot, is move the puck. And, you know, Menominee, made some noise last year in the playoffs and went on to state, and that's what we're kind of hoping to do. So we're just gearing ourselves up to, you know, play better next week, play better and get better, and learn from our mistakes. So that's the way hockey is. That's the reality of it. And really, a lot of times, coaches are kind of never satisfied, so we're grumpy old men. But this is the truth of it. You know, my brother Jeff played pro hockey, and he they'd win games and they'd have to go skate after. And when he was playing for the Rochester Americans, like, and I'm like, that's crazy, Jeff. He goes, no, that's the reality of it. Is hockey's a game that is very hard to master, and we haven't done it. We had a good game tonight, but it's on to the next, and you're never really that good. You're never really that bad. But I learned a lot from watching my brother Jeff play, and it's what he had to go through in the NHL is pretty difficult. And those guys in there right now that are playing, they've earned it. That's what you're here to do, is you're here to earn your spot. And It's nobody gets on that ice for free, and you know that, right?
Yep. And, you know, what's also tough is being a coach and coach your Section 1 Coach of the Year this year. I would say that's very well deserved. I've got to play for you. I got to coach with you, and it's been an honor the entire time, so I couldn't be more happy for you. And you celebrated with a new pair of skates. Let's hear about that.
Yeah, well, I've hooked up with Riverside Bike and Skate, and they've been a hockey mecca for a long time. And they fitted me, and I said, yeah, I probably need a pair because mine came over on the Mayflower, and they were pretty nasty, and they were hurting my feet. So I thought, well, let's just do it, and it was great. And if you get a chance, you go down and see Pat down at Riverside, and he'll treat you right. Tell him Coach sent you. And, you know, it's great to be here, and it's great to have guys like you and Austin and Redders and Bob that we all work together. It's not one coach. There's a lot of moving pieces, as you know, and we're all on the same page. Sometimes Bob and I bark at each other, but that's all right. That's the way it goes. And we're just trying to get this team to where they need to go, and then give the team credit. They show up and they practice hard, and that's pretty cool. You know, when we put stuff on the board and they go out and execute, they're pretty fun to watch in practice too, along with tonight's game. So on to the next, like as they say, Mr. Block Shot.
Coach, thanks for your time. Congratulations again.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
All right, guys, thank you very much. We'll take another break. Back in just a few seconds to wrap things up here at the Chippewa Ice Arena on WOGO.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com. Wärzgalä Company.
Cards win this one 9-0, and they're 12th in a row, the number one team in the state, number one in section. And we'll have more Cards hockey for you on Tuesday against New Richmond. Basketball tomorrow night and Saturday night for Cooper Fosvick. I'm Greg Stewart, and Dan the Slayer Anderson's been our producer tonight. Good night from the Chippewa Ice Arena.